In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, it's almost time for summer vacation, and next week we don't have our daily school masses anymore. So I wanted to tell you today on this octave of Corpus Christi that truly the Holy Eucharist is the greatest proof of our Lord's love towards mankind. All that horrible hatred which his enemies showed to him on his way of the cross, all that could not stop him from giving to mankind this proof of Holy Eucharist, that is, that he left himself permanently to dwell here on earth, so that we could always see him in the Blessed Sacrament, and we could always see him becoming real over and over again in the Holy Mass. It is truly the great show that this love of our Lord is not only very great, but also very mighty. Because of the sacraments of the Church, we will always have this great comfort. We will always have the proof that God is our Creator, and he is our Protector, and he is our Redeemer. He responded to all that hatred and horrible things which men have showed to him. He answered to that with love. He answered to that with the institution of Most Holy Sacrament. And today is also First Friday, and you all children also see our Lord's caring for you in the person of priests. Priests are every day saying holy sacrifice of the Mass for you and for all the faithful, even during summer vacation. And this holy sacrifice of the Mass will stay here on this earth as long we are waiting our Jesus come and get and bring us to heaven. It's always when it seems that things are the worst possible way they could, then just like in the way of the cross and the crucifixion, God shows that he is always mightier than all hatred. He is always more mightiful than all the sin in the world. And he has always found ways of returning the sinners to him through the sacraments of the Church. So remember, children, now when our daily masses with you are about to finish, remember to maintain this deep gratitude to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. During the summer, remember to stay faithful to your Sunday obligation, that you come to the Church, you act reverently, you think of our Lord often, and you show in your thoughts and in your actions that you are truly a devout child of our Jesus. Remember that when you are in the Church, you are in the presence of God. And when God Almighty will one day come to take all his faithful to heaven, he wants to see people who have come to visit him, who have come to visit him often. And where do you find God? Where can you show him your love and your gratitude? That is in the Church. That is in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. And during these coming months, remember that priests are always staying in this Church, always praying for you, always saying the Holy Mass for you, and that is such a great showing of love of God towards you. When you remember to love God, your Father and your Creator, he will also love you back. He will also never forget you, not even when you committed something bad, as long as you remember to repent it afterwards. And he, just like he has shown, just like he has left the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass and the Blessed Eucharist on this earth as a reminder of his love, so also he will show that he indeed has not forgotten you when he comes to pick you to heaven. Pray for yourself, children, pray for all your families, pray for your friends, and pray for all the sinners of the world, that they too also could come to see, which you see in this church every single day, that God is your Creator, God is your Redeemer, and that dear Jesus wants to see all of his children safely and happily collected into everlasting heaven. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.